I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, before we talk of fishing and hunting, you've been working on a catfish study in the James River. Where are you going at today, and are you about ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, we're headed down to an access along Highway 81 there. It's about 10 to 15 miles north of Yankton. And we will put in and go upstream from there and check some hoop nets we set for channel catfish, and then probably do some electrofishing to try to catch some flatheads. But we've been working on this one all summer. We have exceeded our goal for tagged flatheads. We tagged, you know, well over 500 flatheads. The biggest of that, those being about 48 pounds. So some good fish in the mix. And we tagged about 350 channels, which is about half of our goal. They've been a little bit harder to come by for us. But these fish are tagged with either a $100 reward tag, about 10% of them, a $10 reward tag, or a no reward tag. And we've been getting a few returns, but not a lot, which would indicate to us that the population isn't being exploited too heavily by anglers. But it's been an interesting study. If you ever get a chance to go down on the James River and kayak or canoe or boat that stretch, say, between Olivet and the confluence of the Missouri, there's some pretty country down there.
Well, as far as fishing, as between Sioux Falls and Brookings, are a few lakes maybe giving up some panfish or walleyes?
You know, yeah, around Brookings, a fair number of folks have been going up to Ponset to get into that perch bite. It sounds like it's not blazing hot, but if you work at it, you can catch some nice fish. Otherwise, Lake Thompson, I keep getting a report or two that they're getting some walleyes out there, and it's a pretty reliable report. So I think it's just a quiet bite right now, and you might want to give it a try. And I don't know if they're still up on the north end or anything, but there's something going on up there. It's just not very widespread. The other lake I have that I've gotten a report on is Brant Lake down near Madison there, and that has had a decent bite, finally, for a mixed bag of fish. I guess they're pulling plugs and catching walleye, perch, crappie, smallmouth bass, and white bass. You know, a mixed bag just pulling those plugs. So that might be one to try.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lansner. And Kyle, there seems to be some hunting ground or some ground by Lake Pelican that maybe doves and geese are using, but that's closed for this month.
Yep, out at Pelican Lake State Park and recreational area there, what we call is Thompson's Point there on the southwest side of Pelican. There's a wheat field there. It is a state recreational area. It's not open currently. It don't open until October 1 to hunting. We've had a few guys going out there, a lot of calls on it. We do have signs up there now. So, and that rule, it is in the general laws and regulations portion of the hunting handbook. So,
okay,
we have had a few guys going out there and had to kick them out of there, and we've had quite a few calls on it. Just want to put it out there so that people know that it is not open yet until October 1st of this fall. So,
okay. Well, as far as other hunters, are they finding doves and geese?
Yep. They're finding some dove hunters. It seemed like they were averaging about that 7 to 10 birds a hunter. So pretty decent for doves. A lot of guys see the birds, and they're just one of those birds that's tough to hit. So
That's a fun thing. But geese, are they harder to come by?
No, geese, if you put in your scouting time, you should be able to find the geese. There's quite a few fields around with that in that 40 to 60 birds, which don't seem like a lot, but for a group of five guys, it should be more than enough. And then, because, I mean, this year we did drop the limit down to 8, so.
Yes. Well, as far as fishing, is it pretty much in this area, maybe Goose Lake, if anything?
Yep. Well, Goose Lake has kind of gone down a little bit. Haven't seen as much pressure there. Guys aren't catching quite as much as they were here about a month ago. I think it slowed down a little bit. They're still getting a few fish out there. Dry Lake up north, that's been getting about the same amount of pressure. It just depends on the guy you talk to. They're catching walleye up there, but the walleye are on the smaller side. The perch, they're nice perch up there, but you got to put in some hours to find them and catch them. And once you find them, you should do pretty good, but trying to find them is a tough part. So.
Well, Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer out of the Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head over to Clark, South Dakota, conservation officer Zach Thompson. And Zach, before we talk hunting and fishing, maybe a rough fish die-off on Casey's Lake right there off Highway 212?
Yep, correct. I just want everybody to know today that there is a die-off on Casey's Slough just on the north side of Highway 212 in Clark County. Just to remind everybody, it is just carp. We are aware of it. The Game and Fish knows about it, and it's just still in the summer die-offs, and it doesn't look like any game fish have been hurt from it.
As far as fishing in the area, is it still pretty much a dry lake by Willow Lake?
Yep. A lot of boats on dry lake this beautiful Labor Day weekend we just had. A lot of the boats still coming off are having a tough bite. They're not finding the fish as much anymore. Perch bite has slowed down tremendously out there, it seems like, and the walleyes are still hit and miss. A lot of small walleyes being caught now in that 12 to 13-inch range. Some people keeping, some people not, but definitely seen the fishing capacity go down a little bit just on the keepers, and being able to get a limit of fish or even a half limit of fish is getting really hard now again.
Is there much or any harvested fields around Clark County for the dove hunters and goose hunters?
Well, I went for a drive yesterday morning. Finally seen a couple silage fields, and last night started seeing some silage getting hauled pretty good. So they're starting to kick in around Clark County here. Harvested wheat fields, you know, there's a good number of wheat fields around the area. It's just the doves haven't been seemed to stacking up too much, and, you know, getting down to 41 degrees last night, I'm afraid that a lot of these doves are going to start packing bags and heading south.
As far as Indian Springs, much fishing pressure on there, and is it hard at that Black Claw area to get a boat in and out, do you know?
Indian Springs, if you want to catch some good 18, 19-inch fish, you know, the bite's been off and on. Boat ramp's good. Otherwise, if you go out and you just pull plugs until you find them, and then once you find them, they're pretty concentrated in one small area. So once you find them with plugs, you can pitch with plugs or plastics or something like that, and okay, just stick right on that area. It seems that you could pick up a few here and there. Just had that tournament out there a couple weekends ago. They pulled in good numbers of fish, I seen, and good sizes, but yeah, still okay, a good chance at some olders over there, but you got to work to find them, and once you find them, you're going to have a blast.
Well, Zach Thompson, conservation officer out of Clark, South Dakota, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel over to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota, conservation officer Dan Sternhagen. And first of all, goose hunters, dove hunters, were they finding much success in the last week?
For the goose, it was kind of difficult down in Hamlin County, the southern Hamlin County. We just didn't have a lot of fields that offered some hunting. I had some groups do decent around that lake, northern area, and then up towards the Hazel for Hamlin County hunting. But it seemed like the farther you went north, even into Connington County, there's probably the majority of the birds that we were seeing for doves, or for geese, sorry. Dove hunting was really sparse throughout the county. There were a few guys that we did talk to in a few wheat fields, but other than that, pretty quiet for the opener weekend.
Well, as far as fishing, I happened to be down to Ponset and caught a few fish. Didn't keep anything, a couple big crappies that were a surprise, but smaller walleyes, and couldn't really find the perch. But how's that bite been in the last week?
Yeah, I was out there talking to a few people. It sounds like that small walleye is still continuing to bite. What I'm finding is people aren't keeping them, that they're throwing them back and catching a few bonus perch throughout it. Sounds like there was a big group this weekend off of the Smokins area on the south side of Ponset. Was in there talking to a few guys, and it sounds like you'd catch one, and then they'd be gone. So I think the name of the game out there in Ponce is if you catch a couple here and there, pick up and move and try another area. And if you can do that, you can be successful out there.
Probably not a lot happening at Albert or Norden or any of the other lakes. Anything up at Clear Lake by Thomas?
Everything around that Ponce, Norden, John, Mary, all that, that's been really quiet. I haven't seen anyone on Albert for a while now. I did see a few boats out on Clear. Not sure if they're catching anything out there. I just basically drove by working goose hunters that Saturday morning.
Okay. Well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we travel up Webster Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell and test netting lakes. Did you resume or finish off a couple, and are any more slated for this week?
Yeah, last week we were on Bitter. Crews were down there on Bitter. Things looked really good as far as walleye numbers. Seeing good numbers of all sizes of fish, so they're real healthy as far as the walleyes go. As we mentioned last week, yellow perch, the future looks pretty good. Probably not this winter, but next winter we should have pretty high catch rates of some perch. Those fish were born last year and they're growing well, so we think next year will be a good year for the perch. There'll be some perch still caught this winter and this fall yet. The abundance of those, the bigger fish is in there right now. The lake we're working on this week is up at Lynn. Walleye numbers look pretty good. Looks like a lot of smaller fish in the system right now as well, so that's a good sign to see for the future, as well as a fair number of perch in that system right now. So things look pretty good for the future of Lynn Lake right now.
Fishing-wise, is it Bitter and Wabe?
I don't know. Too many are on Wabe right now. It sounds like that's starting to really drop off. People just we're not seeing the pressure on there. Bitter still has a fair amount, catching a few walleyes, but it sounds like a lot of those fish are small, so people are having to catch a lot of fish to find a few keepers out there. Then Enemy Swim would probably be, there's been a fair amount of activity on there. And I was up there and it looks like people are fishing for everything. There's walleye anglers, bass anglers, panfish anglers. So it looks like maybe this last weekend, people just wanted to get out and give it one more try before they start switching over to hunting.
Pickerel used to be pretty good this time of the year for walleyes, and that northeast end, there's kind of some granite. I think the water goes down about 39 foot. There's structure for smallies and walleyes, but how's that lake doing? Just not a lot of fishing pressure?
Yeah, we just haven't seen the pressure up there. At times there will be a few anglers, but just not much for pressure. When we test netted it this year, the walleye numbers look good, perch numbers look good, as well as looks like there's a fair number of bluegill in the lake right now. So in the bass, we had a little bit of a die-off, probably 7-8 years ago, but the bass seem to be coming back pretty strong. So, pickerel definitely, fish community looks pretty good, would be one to give a try this fall when, as things cool off.
Is the month of September it for fishing on reeds?
Right, yep. At the end of September, the lake will close to the general public. You can still fish it if you get permission from the reeds family. But the access will be closed, and that'll reopen, I believe, is May 1st
Okay. Waterfall hunters, dove hunters, how is there much pressure?
You know, it sounded like opening day there was a few waterfowl goose hunters down as people shot a few geese, but I don't think there was any huge numbers shot. Doves still tends to be a few doves in the area, and I'm hearing of a few being shot, but, you know, it won't be long, especially this cooler weather. Those doves will probably be moving out of here pretty quick.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster Game Fish and Parks office, thank you. Now we travel up to Grant County, Milbank, South Dakota, Jamie Peck, Elder, conservation officer. And as far as dove hunters, goose hunters, did you have hunting pressure in Grant County area?
There's a few around, a few goose hunters hitting some of the wheat fields. They're starting to chop silage now, so you're seeing a few more fields open up. Morning dove hunters, just not seeing too many of those anymore. It's some of these cool nights have really pushed some of our morning doves out of the area.
Well, I would say this time of the year, a few walleyes, and of course, perch is the main thing on Big Stone Lake. Is that bite heating up at all, and what part of the lake are they going to?
That's pretty popular out there right now. Mainly the perch bite is kind of the thing that's drawing everybody. For the most part, you get a little ways north of Hartford or a little south of Hartford, and that's where the concentrations are. That Sodak area has been good, and you go south of Hartford into that Kozuski access area. That's been really good, too. Perch numbers have been pretty fair. Size quality is, you're going to get those 8.5 to 10-inch perch is what you're seeing, and a few over 10.
Any crappies or walleyes mixed in with those anglers?
Crappies, I haven't seen much for crappie for a while. The walleye bite, if you go out and do some dragging some plugs around, you'll catch a few of those. And even the occasional guy incidentally catching one with when they're perch fishing with their perch tackle. Otherwise, the bluegills are there. I forgot to mention that. There's a fair bite on bluegill and some nice quality of bluegill as well.
Before you go, water levels, like up at Wilmont up there, the old refuge area, and Farley, are water levels in sloughs and lakes pretty good in Grant County?
Still looking pretty good. We've had decent rains early on. Dried down a little bit later summer, but things are looking really good still.
Jamie Peck Elder, Game Fish and Parks out of Grant County, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.